On this Sunday, March 19th, the Sanctuary for Independent Media is holding a celebration to award Professor David Carpenter the Good Trouble Award for various work he's done over the years on environmental issues. That'll be at the Sanctuary Independent Media, 3361 6th Avenue, North Troy, from 2 to 5 p.m. And so we've invited on Sarah Otaru, who is one of the students of Dr. Carpenter, who teaches at SUNY Albany. So, Sarah, welcome. And maybe just give us a little introduction. What are you studying with Dr. Carpenter?
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Sarah Otaru, and I'm a third-year PhD student with Dr. David Carpenter. I'm currently studying the effects of glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in many weed killers that are used around the world. And I'm studying the effect of that chemical on the endocrine system. And then I'm originally from Nigeria, and I've been in the US since 2015, and I got to meet Dr. Carpenter in 2021 when I got to UAlbany.
Now you mentioned this was a weed killer, and one of the reasons why Dr. Carpenter was initially restricted on his teaching activities was because Monsanto, which among other things had produced PCBs, had basically asked SUNY Albany some questions because Dr. Carpenter had often testified as an expert witness. Now I believe Monsanto also is involved with various weed killers. Are you ever involved in providing expert testimony? And why would such expert testimony actually, be important?
Well, I've never been involved in providing expert testimony, but I think that these testimonies are very important because it is good to hear from the people in the field who have spent like a large part of their lives and careers studying these things, studying these chemicals and their various effects in health. And many times, like members of the public depend on these experts to, give like their unbiased view and interpretation of the effects of these chemicals. So it is very important.
Now, when I graduated actually from RPI in law school many, many decades ago, one of my initial jobs as a community organizer was out in Arizona, and we were working then because in this low-income Mexican American neighborhood that was surrounded by cotton fields, and they were spraying the cotton fields with this new pesticide called Pole Star, and that was actually killing a lot of the animals and causing pregnant women to miscarry. Do these companies not do adequate testing before they put out these various chemicals for use?
Well, I don't know that much about the like internal operations of many of these companies, but I would expect that multi-million dollar companies such as Monsanto should do their due diligence to find out the effects of these chemicals. And if indeed they're found to be harmful to the general public, then don't prioritize profit over people's lives.
Now you mentioned you're from Nigeria, so why did you end up in snowy upstate New York with Dr. Carpenter?
Okay, well, because I have had my own trials. So I'm 35 years old, and I have two children now, thankfully. But before, there was a space of 9 years before I was able to have my second child, and that was via IVF. And so prior to that time, I kept on having like miscarriages, and I did all the tests in the hospital back in the hospitals back home, and they said everything was normal, but it was kind of unusual for someone at my age to not be able to conceive if everything is, okay. And so I started looking for solutions, went to hospitals, and they finally came out with a diagnosis of ovarian insufficiency. And I was like, what would cause that, And then gradually that led me to do my own research, and I started looking into chemicals and the effect of chemicals on health and all of that. And yeah, so I'm here today.
So, what is it like, working with, Dr. Carpenter, and what is sort of his reputation in the field, for looking at some of the, environmental and health problems caused by these various chemicals?
Well, I would say that first of all, Dr. Carpenter is like one of the professors in the department with the highest number of international students. So I guess that in itself speaks to his reputation. Many of us wouldn't have known about this institution were it not for the research of people like Dr. Carpenter.
And what do you hope to do once you graduate?
Well, once I graduate, I hope to hopefully continue research in this field, and maybe my research will be translated to, policy to help people.
Now, so Monsanto, I mean, the situation was when Dr. Carpenter testifies as an expert witness about PCBs, he actually usually donates the any expert fees he gets either to, I guess, some of the graduate students or to or back to the university. I mean, how important is has Dr. Carpenter's testimony been?
It's been very important. Like, so most of what he gets from those testimonies is what he uses to support many of us. Many of us came especially to UAlbany, expecting to be funded, but things, when it comes to funding, things are not always straightforward. But Dr. Carpenter has, graciously taken many of us under his wings, and he has ensured that we have adequate support for our various, projects that we're doing with him.
So, what was, the student's sort of response when they heard that, SUNY Albany was restricting, Dr. Carpenter's, teaching ability, because Monsanto had asked, some questions. Do you think that was a fair response?
No, I don't think that was a fair response. I felt like the school should have done a lot more to, support him, especially a researcher of his standing, and given the amount of years and work that he has put into this institution. I felt that more could have been done to support him, and also for all the students that are under him. Like, I feel the school didn't do enough to ensure that if he was going to be away, then they should have been, adequate provision for us. It's not easy to just toss a student to another advisor just on a whim without any warning, no notice, nothing, and expect that everything will be okay. I mean, before we come into the PhD program, we spend a lot of time researching the people that we want to work with. So you can't just come on one day and say, okay, go work with this person because your mentor has been restricted from coming to school, and then there's no support. And many of us felt like we were really in the dark and we felt abandoned.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Sarah Otaru, who is a PhD student with Dr. Carpenter at SUNY Albany. This Sunday, March 19th, Dr. Carpenter is getting the Good Trouble Award, and it's Century Independent Media, Pause, Riverkeeper, Beyond Plastics, many other groups, and that will be from 2 to 5 p.m., 3361 6th Avenue. You can register at Sanctuary for Independent Media or MediaSanctuary.org. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.